by the risen Christ, the fitting response is surrender. So I invite us now to surrender our lives to God in prayer. Let us pray. O God of life, what you've begun so long ago, you continue in our lives today. You unseal tombs and raise all of life up from the dead. Through your love, you unleash hope again in our lives. And for this, we're truly grateful. We are grateful and amazed when we see the power of your love reflected in your world today. Our prayers reach out around the world on this resurrection day. We hold before you, and before your healing goodness, the madness of armed conflict and the threat of wars within and between nations. And we hold before you the travesty of poverty and hunger and the violation of human lives by abuses too dreadful to imagine. We bring before your cleansing righteousness the growing meanness in the world, staining into the fabric of our lives and spreading across borders, threatening to extinguish flames of goodwill. We wonder just how it is that your good creation can be so filled with so many kinds of suffering. We know there are those who cannot feel the joy of this Easter morning. O God, be with all who bear the burden of depression, and those who are worried, and those who are visited by grief. Draw close to John and Gord's families this day. May they know your peace and embrace. We're among those that don't grieve like others. We have hope. And we pray that you draw close to any who long to hear their names spoken in love, to know the beginning of hope and healing in their lives. You have created us in the name of love. So make us tender to one another. Incline us toward accepting and forgiving one another, that we might begin this marvelous human experiment anew. May we honor all brave beginnings with a spirit of resurrection joy, especially those that nurture the seeds of justice and compassion in our world. And call us forth into a sacred partnership with all who glimpse your vision of a renewed creation and believe it possible and worthy. Restore our broken hearts and set us free from the past. Move us toward a new day of hope for all. We are a people of your resurrection promise. Receive the yearnings of our hearts as we open ourselves to you in silence. God, we ask your Easter blessing in the name of the one who died and rose again and reigns with you still, Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Our gospel lesson this morning is taken from Matthew's gospel. We'll hear chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. Hear the word of God. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here. For he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. And this is my message to you, or for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers and sisters to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the Eastern Orthodox Church, Easter sermons always begin with a joke. So to honor the holy joke that God played on the universe that first Easter, so in that tradition, let me tell you about something witnessed to on one Sunday or Easter morning. A parishioner was coming out of church, and the preacher was standing at the door, as she always is, to shake hands. And she grabbed the parishioner by the hand and pulled him aside. And the pastor said to him, "You need to join the army of the Lord." And the parishioner replied, "I'm already in the army of the Lord, Pastor." And the pastor questioned, "Well, how come I don't see you except at Christmas and Easter?" And he whispered back, "I'm in the Secret Service." Friends, nobody was laughing in the wee hours of the first day of the week on that first Easter. The whole country was a political power keg, a code red, high alert, tense atmosphere. Jerusalem was a town swelling with tourists and pilgrims who had come for Passover. And many of them were from Galilee, the area the Roman occupiers believed to be teeming with sedition and rebellion. See, Jesus was not the first Galilean they had executed to make a point. The historian Josephus tells us there had been a chain of executions of rebels, particularly from Galilee. All wars of independence seemed to begin there. So it is easy to understand then why Jesus' followers had either fled or locked themselves away in fear. Those who had not fled or were in hiding bravely did whatever could be done. In my preparation for today, I was reflecting upon the significance of rolling away stones that get in the way of healing and restoration. And I thought about another tomb, a tomb that Jesus approached, a sealed tomb that held his dear friend Lazarus. And I remember how he asked those who had gathered round that somber place to roll away the stone. And before the call of the Lord of life can be heard and responded to, I believe that stones must roll. More often than not, we know that they are beyond our capacity to move without the help of others. Behind tombstones, we find a place of deadness. And as I noted, those who had not fled or hid from the volatile circumstances of the day, they did whatever could be done. And so we find women going early in the morning, following the Sabbath, to the tomb of Jesus, a tomb they expected to be sealed. The tomb the women in our scripture lesson approached was opened for them. The stone had been rolled away in a pretty spectacular way. And what the story of Easter teaches me is that stones need rolling, and to trust that they can roll, even in less astonishing ways. Why? Because the life of faith is a life outside the grave, outside the tomb. There are numerous kinds of stones that keep us walled in dense, silent spaces of unliving, stones that block life for us, stones that find us stuck in the dark and stale, claustrophobic spaces that deprive us of breath or keep us breathing and resuscitating the same old stuff over and over again. Sharon Moon, in her book of a book of guided meditations called The Healing Oasis, lists in an Easter meditation a number of common stones that we find ourselves behind and that get in our way of being free and living life fully and abundantly. I'd like to let us for a moment consider some of these common stones that impede our living life fully and freely. And then together, to be expectant and to anticipate and welcome the rolling away of these stones. Let us welcome the rolling away of the stone of fear. Until it does roll away, it leaves us stuck, frozen, unable to move. Fear's extremes are expressed in running away and in hiding. When love is found, or more truly, finds us, fear is driven away. And as the scriptures contend, perfect love casts out fear. Then trusting the light that love brings frees us to move purposefully and courageously, even despite being afraid. Let us welcome the rolling away of the stone of powerlessness. Until it rolls, it will persist in its facade, pretending its granite hold has claimed you. Powerlessness tricks you into believing that you have no choice, you have no clout, no value. no wherewithal. Like fear, it finds us stuck, cut off from the source of life. And it's probably most evident when we find ourselves locked in a victim role. Its constant refrain is, woe is me. It is a stone a lot of people like to hide behind. Friends, remember that the costly gift of grace, forgiveness and love that Jesus stopped at nothing to convey, came when, ironically, he freely surrendered his power. He witnessed to a power that no authority on earth could take away, that of being a beloved child of God with dignity and worth immeasurable. Let us welcome the rolling away of the stone of alienation. Until it rolls, it will find us lonely, neglected, and neglecting. It is characterized by a very reciprocal nature. The stone looks the same on both sides. It keeps us from belonging and keeps us from inviting others to belong. It is the kind of stone that finds us looking at others and seeing the things we do not like about ourselves. And when it does roll, we then dare to trust. We then dare to share, and we then dare to reach out. We recognize the splendid gift that is interdependence. Let us welcome the rolling away of the stone of discrimination. Until it rolls away, chips off this old block will be continually used for throwing and crushing. Its name is sexism, racism, homophobia, ageism, classism. Whenever people are put in boxes and labeled and treated through that box, rather than the unique and sacred gifts they are, potential life is snuffed out and abundant life is denied and distorted. When this stone rolls away, we seek God's vision of one another. We are then able to see all through the loving eyes of our Maker and our Savior, our Redeemer and friend. Let us welcome the rolling away of the stone of addiction. Until it rolls, its empty promises will ring hollow and rob life of its meaning. It will manifest itself in countless forms: dependence upon addictive substances, addictive work, and addictive perfection will be revealed as dead ends. Emerging in the light, we find life-giving possibilities, fruitful alternatives, hope, and a future. Let us welcome the rolling away of the stone of consumerism. Until it rolls away, disappointment with the hollow promise that possessions will make us happy and secure will persist under the banners of, you know, shop till we drop, and whoever has the most toys in the end wins. It will continue to dull the senses to the cries and needs of those about us and leave us ever grasping and never satisfied. It will make a god of the profit margin and the bottom line. It will render voiceless the weak and the disabled and the poor and the unemployed. When it rolls, eternal investments are made, and there is a storing up of a different treasure and a feasting on another kind of bread. Let us welcome the rolling away of the stone of violence. Until it rolls away, communities and homes, relationships will be places of pain and destruction. It can be physical or emotional, but in both cases, it destroys life in all its fullness. It crushes the human spirit. The light on this side of the stone demands zero tolerance. And what emerges when it rolls away are safe environments where commitment to peaceful communication, listening, mutual respect, reconciliation, playful and creative exchanges empower courageous responses to wage peace. Now, these certainly are just a few of the many stones that we can expect to roll when the good news of Easter reverberates into the shadows and lifeless parts of our world. Friends, know that Jesus' resurrection is not for his own sake, but for all who find themselves entombed, dead in the darkness. For some, it remains an idle tale, but for us who risk responding to the call to come out, to breathe in the fresh air of the Spirit and open our eyes to the light, we can, like the first disciples, arise from inertness and despair to life in its vibrant and joyous fullness. And like Peter, remember Peter, the rock? The rock who was grounded and stuck in fear and failure. We can emerge from hiding to become a rock on a roll, right? Knowing clearly our mission and ministry, clear-minded about our purpose and our future. We can emerge to experience the living presence of the resurrected Christ leading us out of our ruts and into his groove, out of our dead ends, and into his plans for us, our divine destinies, and life eternal.